June 28, 1937. What God does to the creature when she decides to live in His will. As she decides to live in it, her name is written in heaven. She remains confirmed in the divine good, love, and sanctity, and she is enlisted in the celestial militia. Example: my flight in the divine volition continues. I feel I am being carried in its arms, but with such love and tenderness as to feel confounded in seeing myself so loved, and surrounded everywhere by its maternal goodness. And my sweet Jesus, repeating his short little visit, with such love that I felt my heart explode, all goodness, told me, my daughter, daughter of my will, if you knew what our contentment is in seeing the soul enter into our will. It can be said that she runs toward us, and we toward her. And as we meet, our will invests her with light, our love kisses her, our power takes her into its arms, our wisdom directs her, our sanctity invests her and impresses itself like a seal, our beauty embellishes her. In sum, the whole of our divine being surrounds her, in attitude of giving her of our own. But do you know why? Because by her entering into our will in order to live, not of her will, but of ours, we receive what came out of us. We feel we are given back the purpose for which we created her, and therefore we make feast. There's no act more beautiful, no scene more enchanting, than the creature's entering into our will. And each time she enters, so do we renew her within our divine being, giving her new charisms of love. Therefore one who lives in our will keeps us in feast. She feels the need to live in it in order to be cuddled by her Creator. And we feel the need to be cuddled by her, and to give her new charisms of grace and of sanctity. Jesus remained silent, and I felt sunken inside the eternal volition, and marveled from hearing how much we are loved by God if we live in His will. A thousand thoughts were crowding my mind, and my beloved Jesus, resuming His speech, told me, my daughter, do not be marveled by what I told you. Rather, I will tell you even more surprising things. But how I wish that all would listen, so that all would decide to live in my will. Listen to how consoling and beautiful is what my love pushes me to tell you. My love is so great, that I feel the need to tell you where we reach for one who lives in our will. Now, you must know that as the soul decides, repeatedly and firmly, to no longer live of her will, but of ours, her name is written in heaven with indelible characters of light, and she is enlisted in the celestial militia as heiress and daughter of the kingdom of the divine will. But this is not enough for our love. We confirm her in good, in a way that she will feel such horror toward the slightest sin, that she will no longer be capable of falling into it. Not only this, but she will remain confirmed in the goods, in the love, in the sanctity, etc., of her Creator. She will be invested with the prerogative of the blessed, no longer will she be looked upon as an exiled one. And if she is on earth, she is there as an efficient of the celestial militia, not as an exile. She will have all goods at her disposal. She will be able to say, because His will is fully mine, what belongs to God is mine. Even more, she will feel as the possessor of her Creator, and since she no longer operates with her will, but with mine, all the barriers that prevented her from feeling her Creator have broken, distances have disappeared, dissimilarities between she and God no longer exist. She will feel so loved by He who created her as to feel her heart explode with love, to love the one who loves her. And to feel loved by God is the greatest joy, honor and glory for the creature. My daughter, do not be marveled, these are our aims, the purpose for which we created the creature, to find in her our life, our will reigning, our love in order to be loved and to love her. And if it were not so, the creation would be a work unworthy of us. I felt my heart burst with joy in hearing what my dear Jesus told me. And I said to myself, is this possible? Is all this great good possible? And my sweet Jesus added, daughter, am I not free to do and to give what I want? It is enough for me to want it, and all is done. Besides, Even in the low world, things happen that somehow resemble this. If a man gives his name to be enrolled in the government's army, this government, in order to be sure about the man, has him swear loyalty to it. This oath makes him remain bound to that army. He wears the uniform of the militia so as to be recognized by all as belonging to that army. And after he has shown ability and loyalty, he receives the pay for life. With this pay, which no one can take away from him, he will lack nothing. He can have servants who attend to him, he can live with all the comforts of life, even if in time he should retire. And what has this man given to the government? It is only the external part of his life, which is constituted for him the right to receive a pay during his life. On the other hand, the creature who, with firm decision, has given me her will, has given to me the most noble part, the most precious, which is her will. In it she has given me the whole of her interior, as well as the exterior, and even her breath. And because of this she has deserved to be enlisted in the divine army, so that all will recognize her as belonging to our militia. How can I ever let her lack anything? How not to love her? And if this could be, it would have been the greatest sorrow for your Jesus, it would have taken away from me the peace which I possess by nature, not to love she who has given me everything. While, rather, with infinite love do I possess her. I hold her inside my heart, and I'll let her live my own life. Fiat.